Well, good morning. The father of Ibrahim Todashev came to Florida from Chechnya seeking answers about why the FBI shot and killed his son as they were questioning him in his Orlando apartment 5 weeks after the Boston Marathon attacks. Todashev was being questioned because he knew Tamerlan Tsarnaev. They had worked out at the same gym in Boston. Perhaps he had knowledge of his background. Perhaps he knew something about other crimes in which Tsarnaev has been at least suspected. But we don't know the answers for sure because the FBI has kept mum, citing an ongoing investigation.
There is still a lot of uncertainty. There were a couple of different versions of what happened when that shooting took place.
We had heard that maybe he brandished a samurai sword, had become perhaps lunging at the FBI agent in the room. But the circumstances have never been entirely clear, and the FBI has sort of thrown up its hands and said, we don't know, and we're not going to say. They've even clamped down on the autopsy report, refusing to have it released to the family. And so now, Tadashev's father is in town. His case has been taken up by the ACLU, by CARE, by a couple of big law firms in the Tampa area. And they're pressing not only for answers, but threatening the possibility of a wrongful death lawsuit if the FBI isn't more forthcoming.
And the other development is that two friends of the surviving Boston Marathon bombing suspect were entering their pleas in Boston yesterday.
Dias Karabayev and Asmat Tezayakov both pleaded not guilty to charges they obstructed justice. And these are the two friends of Johar Tsarnaev, the surviving suspect who removed a backpack full of fireworks and a laptop computer from his dorm room at UMass Dartmouth right after receiving a text from him on the day that his picture was broadcast for the world to see. The FBI had hoped that that photo would have inspired turning in Johar Tsarnaev as opposed to texting back and forth with him. The two said they did nothing wrong. They did not intend to impede the investigation when they removed those items. The FBI was later able to recover them. Nonetheless, they face the possibility of deportation back to Kazakhstan or 20 years in prison here.